Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Stupid World Records, Josh's brother with an anchor, and Testicle. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
They got laws in strip clubs in this country where some of them you can't be naked. You have to wear something called pasties, which is these little things that just cover your nipples.
Right.
Okay, now, who does this appease? I mean, who does this appeal? Who hates strip clubs? Oh, but you're covering your nipples? In that case, go ahead. Dance away. Morally, I have no problem with that. No. These sanctimonious soccer moms that are complaining are going to be mad no matter what you do because they've never been laid right and they want to ruin your good time. But secondly, and more importantly, is how the hell is this sexy? I mean, what is a breast without a nipple? Oh my God. I'm telling you guys right now. You took home a girl and she took off her bra and she didn't have any nipples. You would hit her with a shovel. Okay?
It's an alien.
You would call the cops because there's a mutant in your house who can steal your soul for Army of the Undead. You know what? I want to go to a strip club and not see nudity. Then maybe I can drink a non-alcoholic beer, get a temporary tattoo, and drink some decaf coffee, and have some fat-free ice cream, and watch some scrambled porn, and then maybe...
Joining us in the studio, very funny guy.
Man. Where have you been all my life?
He's the cowboy comedian.
Look at
He's
Six Guns Smith.
Augie Smith.
Six Guns a-blazin'.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Tom. There's Willie, and I think we got everybody in there. Okay, cool. What was happening in the world of sports now?
It's time for the world record, Tommy.
Stupid world record.
And what is it about underwater stuff? Didn't we have the Russian lady?
Yesterday was a great
on the
one.
Ice,
under the ice.
The ice?
Yeah. Swimming under the ice, world record.
Just wearing a tank, like a tank swimsuit, no special gear.
Sub-zero conditions.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Danish free diving champion. That means she has cream cheese in her pockets.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
I love a woman with cream cheese.
She's Danish?
She's Danish for that, Ash?
Just loose cream cheese.
They've Guinness World Record for the longest distance swam.
Swum? It is swum.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Underwater with one breath using fins. Mm-hmm. Open water male.
Okay, now that's kind of not correct. It's a giant fin. It's one fin that both feet go
like
in.
A mermaid? Oh, like a mermaid. Yeah, okay.
And it's
like a merman?
And it's gigantic.
Like a merman.
Yeah, it is. But, Christy, have you seen a picture of this guy?
I have not. Is he hot?
Looks like he swallowed a xylophone.
He must
You
be.
Can see every muscle. And
all right. Where did this happen?
Daneland.
Yeah, that's of course the Disney World version of Denmark.
The gentleman's name.
Something's rotten in Daneland.
Stig Severinsen.
Doesn't that sound like a saxophone player?
Yes, absolutely.
Stig Severinsen.
His brother plays trumpet.
Right, Doc. Oh yeah, sure.
Doc,
sure.
Yeah. Isn't Stig the coolest name ever?
A distance of 662 feet, over two football fields, 8.7 inches, in La Paz, Baja, California, sir, Mexico.
That's not over two football fields.
300 feet, is it? 100 yards is 300 feet, right?
Yeah. It's
a football field, right?
Is it? Oh, wow.
Nail the check.
Thanks, Tom. 47-year-old, four-time freediving world champion surpassed the previous record by 82 feet.
Huh.
This is Stig Severinsen, whose grandfather was
Doc
Severinsen.
Yep.
Third Guinness World Record title. Nowhere near David Rush's numbers, but still a noble effort.
It's pretty cool.
Just swimming like a merman.
Yeah, I
God, water
that must
is
be
gorgeous.
A very special line. You'd really have to train yourself to.
Yeah. Does he have a hot body there, Christy? Enjoying yourself?
Yeah, he does have a pretty hot body.
Yeah, what are you feeling?
You feeling some
I'm
kind of
way? I'm not
going
to be mean, but honestly, there. No, he's not my type.
Oh, okay.
You wouldn't like a little Stig in the mud?
No.
Mud?
Stig in the mud.
But he does look like a merman.
In the mud.
Well, that's as close as I could come. I guess that might have a meaning I wasn't really thinking about when I blurted it out.
It's funny because he has to have two of the Guinness World Record people swimming on top of the water, watching him to confirm the record.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, like he'd be cheating if he had like a little submarine come by and grab a toe.
Well, he's holding his breath for, you know.
Sure.
When you that chick, you're correct though. Two football fields really puts it in perspective. Yikes!
That is so far underwater.
Yes,
it's a long way, kids.
Well, one breath.
I wonder how fast he can go in that thing.
It's kind of got man.
Wasn't he worried about drowning?
No. Well, he's already drowned in. He's underwater.
I would think that would be his chief concern.
Would that be number one?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, Chick.
The sharks are close second.
Yeah. Well, when you're underwater, the thing is, you never want to breathe underwater. You can't breathe underwater. So drowning is a big issue.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, that was true. Right.
Have you seen that movie where the people grab onto that weight?
The Big Blue.
Yeah, and it takes them down deep.
Yes.
I think Jean Reno's in that.
Yeah.
Right.
That's terrifying.
What do they do that for? Is that the pearl divers thing?
No, it's to set the record.
Deep divers. Oh. Because they can come right back up because they don't take a breath.
God.
Yeah, but that gives me claustrophobia and everything else.
My brother Joe dropped his phone in the Lake of the Ozarks, and he tied an anchor around his waist, and he said, I'm going to go down there.
What?
And feel around for my phone. And just lift me up after a little while.
What?
Oh, this is the beginning of a very sad movie where it cuts to the casket being lowered.
And finally, we went, hey, me up after
went, hey,
a while.
Hey, Joe, your phone's gone.
Right.
And he went, yeah, you're right. And he untied the anchor.
He had the anchor tied?
Yeah, he had it around his waist.
Wow. Because, I mean, in muddy water like that, you wouldn't even know which way was up.
There's no way he would have. No, we weren't going to allow it. But we let him think we were going to allow it.
Wow.
Yeah, no, tie it. Yeah, probably bowline's probably best. Yeah, no, sure, yeah. It's a good idea, Joe. Yeah,
we'll lift you up.
Yeah. Dummy. Get on down there, Joe.
So I'll help, yeah.
We'll put the video of Stig Severinsen.
I have it on my Twitter feed if you want to see it.
Isn't that great? Yeah. Cool name, Stig.
Yeah, it's a good name.
Stig.
Wasn't there a famous musician, Stig?
An ABBA, maybe.
Maybe the bass player.
Bjorn.
right.
Wasn't it Bjorn Uvula and Stig Mandible? And
those are all good.
Peter Bjorn and
John.
How
does a guy like this, what does he put on his tax form? Free diver. Who pays him?
Fishman.
He's got look on his gigantic fin. It says something like breathology.
He does have a sponsor.
I know a guy who.
Who said fishology?
No, it's breathology, I think. Okay. Seriously.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad your brother didn't tie the anchor to himself. And
I'm glad he didn't jump into the water. Yeah.
Well,
that would have been very bad.
Trust me, we were not going to allow
it. When you find it, just yell. We'll pull you up.
We'll look for the bubbles.
Yeah. The phone was ruined.
Yeah. The poor guy,
Can you imagine what you would touch? Ugh.
Oh, dude. Ugh. It's just, touching the bottom of the Lake of the Ozarks is not pleasant.
Well, you'd stick your hand in a catfish and they'd swim you into the top.
Noodling.
Yeah, he could have. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about that?
Okay.
It's illegal, but sorry.
Let's move. Is that sports?
Yes.
Okay.
I wanted a little bit more.
More than
I'm left wanting.
Sports, wherever you go, shut up. Always be a good sport.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Christy!
Well, this is kind of a sport. The game called pickleball that everyone seems to be playing is causing tension among residents of one New Jersey town. The tennis-like game involves volleying a ball with large paddles. It's kind of like, if you can imagine, table tennis on a tennis court. And a league has cropped up in Ridgewood, New Jersey, and though its members argue that it helps them get exercise and make friends, their courts have been closed due to the noise.
Noise?
Yes. Mayor Susan Cadunson said it's not the level of noise.
Cadunson. Like falling down.
Cadunson.
Whoa. Don't let Susan get near the steps.
Said it's not the level of noise that's bothersome, but the constant pop, pop, pop of balls all day. The village is drafting plans.
It's like if you were Josh's next door neighbor.
Right. What's that popping over there? Is balls or the Pringles can?
Yeah, there you go, Tom.
God,
you're such a jerk. He won't let it go for one break.
What's the difference between this and tennis?
I love this joke.
The village is drafting plans for a compromise, which include installing sound barriers, modifying court hours, and limiting the number of people playing. This is
lighten up.
Crazy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Man.
And by the way, how long can you keep pickles? Because they're pickled. Right?
A long
time. I would say almost indefinitely.
Well, pickleball doesn't involve using an actual pickle. What? It's the ball. Well, no, I'm
saying. Yeah, no, it's not. They don't use pickles. They just soak the ball in vinegar. It's way different.
So is the noise. Am I correct in saying this is primarily popular with seniors? Is that what this is?
Oldies? Yeah.
I wouldn't say. Yeah. Don't say seniors. People over
dead.
50, yes.
Mm-hmm. I always like the word senior citizen. It sounds like you're in some kind of brigade. Maybe just people screaming, oh, my hip.
Have you seen the volleyball commercial for, it's not pickleball, it's volleyball, something's people heard of. They're playing by the emu, the Lincoln Mutual.
Yeah, it sits on the ball, thinks it's an egg there. For
okay. And there's another one where he won't start playing because his head's buried in the sand.
Oh, yeah, that's what emus do. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
we need to take a break so I can beat Josh.
Kick his ass.
Christy, I know that I've seen people play. I hear it's really fun.
I've played.
Why do they call it pickleball?
I have no idea. I do not know the answer to that.
If only there was a machine we could look up and see.
I'm just asking.
I mean, it's
what
really popular.
Stop talking and Google for 20 minutes, buy a pair of shoes, then get back to us.
I'm sorry, why this sale only lasts two more minutes?
pickleball does sound like a slang term for some horrific thing that guys get. Well,
you've been with Tina Vlasic. Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
You notice that your testicles are kind of bumpy.
And they
smell of vinegar.
You mean testicles? You lunatic.
Well, I was actually kind of handing it off to Mr. Pat Godwin.
Different stories about how the name pickleball came about.
You got somebody's wife and yours?
Blah, 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 blah. There's Pickles the dog, and it's, yeah.
So I don't want to know.
No, but over 2.5 million people are playing it nationwide. It's become quite popular.
You have to own a Range Rover to play it. Do you know that?
Oh, I did not know.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Willie, have you played?
No. Wasn't there a game called Pickle with baseball gloves, where two guys had a baseball glove, like you were in between second and third, and the guy was like stealing and have to run between?
That's Pickle.
Yeah. That's Pickle? Mm-hmm. Okay, so Pickle, pickleball, two different things.
Yeah, that's sort of like you're in a pickle, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I thought that was this forever, but I guess it's a whole new thing.
And where does the phrase you're in a pickle come from? It's kind of weird.
Maybe because it's like pickles are in a jar. Maybe you're in a jar, you can't get out. I don't know.
Thought it was from that. From where you're between the two guys with the ball.
You thought the baseball thing came first?
I thought so.
Oh. Pat, do you want to do your song? You don't have to talk about it.
I do know what you're talking about. I'd have to get the lyrics out.
Oh, okay, sir.
Okay, get the lyrics out, Pat. Pickleball, a cockapoo puppy named Pickles, the guy who invented playing this, the The pup ran on the court, stole the ball, and shat in the middle of the court.
He did not shat in the middle of the court. I read the story.
Isn't that I love weird? That song.
The cockapoo did?
Yeah. Cockapoo shat in the middle of the road. That's a great song. I'm a big fan. Okay, Pat, you got a little something?
A little song about my friend Tess. I'm Leon Mudbone.
Oh, Leon Mudbone.
Sticking to Mudbone.
No. He's not Pat now. He's
no. Sorry, I couldn't see that. There's not enough light in there.
Well, that's what I like.
Leon, I like the beard, Leon.
Thank you very much. Getting older, might as well show it. Got a girl. Her name is Tess. She tickles my tummy, tickles my chest. Oh, she cheers me up, yeah. Like no other girl could. Yeah, when Tess tickles, my Tess tickles real good. Oh, here she come through that door. Tickle me hard, piss me to the floor. She makes my stomach red. Maybe someday I'll learn. Or I may be laughing, Josh, y'all, but my testicles burn.
Oh, her name's Tess, huh?
Yeah. Tess.
And she's tickling you, yeah.
You get it? Tess, her name is Tess. Puts those ice and cold fingers right down my britches. She lets her hair fall on my tummy. Oh, and I'm in stitches. Or breaks me out of my funk like no other girl could.
Oh, yeah.
I got frozen chest tickles. Hairy testicles. Oh, when testicles, my testicles feel good.
Yeah, we need a tuba on that or something.
Is that Leon Mudbone? Is that
Leon Mudbone, yeah.
Very nice. Thank
glad her name wasn't Diana or something.
It wouldn't work.
No, sure wouldn't.
Not as interesting a song.
How about tickles?
Tom was looking at me like, what are you doing?
There's no fun.
Got a girl named Diana. When Diana
tickles
my Diana's.
You know, I went through 50 names.
I got a girl named Diana. She touches my balls.
What are you doing?
Loses the double entendre. Where I would be a single, if not a zero entendre.
All the charms
that
out
would
of
be
it.
A zero. I love the idea of a zero entendre. It's just there.
Makes my balls feel awesome.
My balls feel good. Yeah, let's get rid of a melody and rhyme scheme. Just this next song is called Itchy Balls. Itchy Balls song, nothing rhymes. Just itchy balls. Tickle them, touch them, swing them around. Dip them in my tea.
Dip them in my tea.
Teabagging Donna. Teabagging with Josh.
Have you ever dipped your balls
in anything?
Anything.
Yes, I did here one morning. Bathtub? To see if they could. So remember, there was a scientist claiming you could taste through your.
Sack. Oh, yeah. That's right.
I dipped them in hot sauce or something.
By the way, that article, totally fake. We just did that to Steve Jobs.
Is that your first week here?
So what?
You made that up.
I wasn't here for that.
No, there was an actual thing. There was also one that you could, if you. Somehow dipped your feet in onions, but they cut off the smell.
I think you nailed it. That's exactly what it was.
Like, you know, in the era of COVID, we just, you know, whatever.
So you couldn't taste the hot sauce, is what you're telling me?
No, no.
Okay. All right.
After it was over, his dog could.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. You mean the same joke?
Kind of.
I said it before. I'll say it again. This is my favorite radio show. No doubt about it.
There's a great story out there. In fact, I got a little music for it here.
Oh, my.
Which one?
Oh, it's about the moons on Jupiter. Have you heard this story?
Stranger than strange.
This is so cool. Did I give it to you, Christine?
Yeah, I think. About the radio signal?
Yeah, listen to this story. It's so cool.
The Juno spacecraft currently orbiting Jupiter.
Sure, I know a spacecraft.
You know a spacecraft?
Juno spacecraft.
You asked if Juno spacecraft.
I go, yeah, I know.
That'll distract
from boy. The Juno spacecraft, currently orbiting Jupiter, has discovered an FM radio signal coming from Jupiter's moon known as Ganymede.
I thought it was
Ganymede.
Spell it for me.
G-A-N-Y-M-E-D-E. Ganymede? How do you say that?
Ganymede.
No, it's not it GynoMed.
I think he nailed it on that one. That's right.
Hey, it's GynoMed Radio.
It's not.
It's probably Ganymede, maybe.
Ganymede, GynoMed.
So there's an FM radio signal coming from Jupiter's moon. How cool is that?
It's not ET, according to Patrick Wiggins, one of NASA's ambassadors to Utah.
Mr. Wiggins.
Yes, it's more of
a natural
function.
He was one of our program directors over the years.
Oh, Wiggins was?
He knows FM radio.
You know, that's a good place for him, Jupiter.
Yeah. Juno was traveling across the polar region of Jupiter where magnetic field lines connected to Ganymede. How did we decide? Where
Ganymede,
it was?
Maybe.
Ganymede.
I don't know.
When it crossed the radio source, scientifically, it is called a decometric radio emission.
Now, Tom, you've broadcast from space, right? I mean, I've heard you talk out of Uranus.
Uh-oh.
Fired.
Whoa. Josh is fired.
Here on Earth, we know
the
it as Wi-Fi.
King. You come at the king, you best not miss.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.